KSL's top story.
Hurricane Florence.
Disaster is at the doorstep and is coming in.
That's the governor of North Carolina waiting and watching. He's watching meteorologists like Dr. Greg Postel from the Weather Channel, who's joining us live right now on the KSL Newsline, and it's a busy day, I'm sure. So let's get right to it, Dr. Postel. We're hearing warnings about a potential catastrophe, a hurricane for the ages. Is that forecast still holding?
Yeah, indeed it is. I mean, we expect a life-threatening flash flooding, not only from heavy rainfall, perhaps along the Carolinas coast, but also from storm surge and from fairly strong winds that will likely be coming on board as Florence either makes landfall or gets very close to the coast very early on Friday morning.
Now, Dr. Postel, I spent 50 years on the East Coast, and I learned that most of the time the guys on TV will hype a storm and then it fizzles. What about this one? Is there any chance that we escape this?
Escape? No. There is some chance that it weakens a little bit more as it gets closer to the coast. It is going through some internal changes called eyewall replacement cycles. That's just fancy jargon for the fact it's kind of rearranging the deck on the inside. So we've seen some fluctuations in intensity over the last day and a half, but it's still a very powerful hurricane with winds. In fact, the aircraft reconnaissance were just in there in the last couple of hours, and we're measuring winds of about 120 miles per hour. So that's the kind of hurricane that we're dealing with, and that is enough from a wind perspective to inflict significant damage. And that is about the strength that we expect it to move very close to the coast with.
You're a hurricane specialist, so what's it going to be like this weekend along the Carolina coast?
Well, probably the worst thing about it is that it is expected to slow down. So the bad weather, including high winds, damaging winds in excess of hurricane force, will begin to affect parts of the North Carolina coast and even the South Carolina coast, likely very late Thursday night and into Friday morning. But it's not going to be one of those storms that goes away very quickly. So the worst part about it is trying to endure these kinds of conditions with heavy rain, potentially measured in feet over the course of, say, a day and a half or 2 days. So, you know, locations from the Outer Banks southward through central and southern South Carolina, especially near the coast, need to be prepared for the kind of wind that can do structural damage, certainly lose power. They very well may be without power for days, if not weeks. So there's going to be significant damage to the infrastructure. And then, of course, the storm surge is going to be a significant component, with the highest values of that reaching perhaps 6 to 10 feet.
Well, the rain totals you just gave are practically biblical. So where's Jim Cantore going to be? That's what we need to know.
He's one of my good friends. I just talked with him this morning. In fact, this afternoon, he's in Wilmington, North Carolina right now. He's thinking about repositioning a little bit farther to the south, maybe somewhere a little bit closer to the North Carolina, South Carolina border. But I will be actually talking with him quite a bit tomorrow morning on the Weather Channel in the morning, generally in the 9 to 10, 11 o'clock Eastern time frame. So we usually have very good conversations, and they're in-depth, and they cover pretty much all the questions that I think people need to know. But that's where he is now, Wilmington, North Carolina, but may not be staying there for the duration.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dr. Greg Postel, hurricane specialist to the Weather Channel.